Ben did. I guess he didn't read his. He didn't read text anyway. But Adam, you almost had me with that. Well, you had me for a few seconds with your April Fool's Day message. It's very convincing.
Yeah. Well, the second I sent it, I was like, "Crap, that is my old rug."
Dang it! Like we would notice that.
Yeah.
Hold on,
Amy.
Hold on,
Mom and Dad.
That's an old rug.
That is not a current picture. Amy noticed. What rug is that?
Well, on top of that, the world's oldest man died today.
How old is he? Like 114?
114.
Wow.
2 months away from being 115. He died this afternoon.
He's so close to his birthday.
He couldn't last a little.
It's different. It was 2 hours. 2 months.
Yeah, he couldn't have held out a little longer. Come on, bro. It keeps happening. They keep dying. The oldest man keeps dying. It's a cursed thing. You don't want to be the world's oldest man.
Who's the next oldest person right now?
Probably some guy who's also 114.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he's 100. Yeah. So I thought about talking to you guys before the podcast and being like, maybe for the Patreon, we should talk about all the horrible April Fool's pranks that didn't go right.
Oh, gosh. I didn't see that.
Hold on.
I found quite a few.
Hold on. There might be a Darwin Award about that. We'll see.
Yeah, there is.
I didn't find any April Fool's jokes, pranks. You know, I have a class of kids who don't speak any English, and they're from different countries. I'm trying to teach them English, right? And we've been working on months of the year, days of the week, and stuff like that. And I was telling them about American holidays. And there are two that they just couldn't grasp the concept because they're all new to the U.S. Groundhog's Day, they just could not freaking understand. What is this? I don't either. And April Fool's Day, they just could not get it. Like, well, what do you do? Why do you do this?
All right.
I don't know.
Speaking of April Fool's again, I did see a video that went kind of viral today, but it's similar to what we did to Greg during COVID. At the height or beginning of COVID, we slapped a sticker on the back of our brother-in-law Greg's truck. And we went to Brothers Weekend, and it said, "Honk, I have COVID, make me feel better." And this is when people were like starting to be really freaked out.
This is March of 2020. Yep. That's what this was. This is March of 2020.
So this girl put a sticker on the back of her mom's car, and she drove around with her saying, "Please honk and flip off my mom for April Fool's."
her mom, what the heck?
Why is everybody so mad at me?
Oh my gosh.
Well, for those of you who don't know the story about Greg, that sticker in March of 2022, he didn't know it was on the back of his truck, and someone called the police. And while we were driving to Boise, the police called him.
Went to his house, right?
That's right. They tracked him down, went to his house. Mm-hmm. And his wife is like,
"They're going
to
arrest him, probably.
He's gone. He's out of town." Well, can we have his number? They called him. And we were in the car listening to him.
At that point, there was like 5 known cases in Utah at the time. So it was like
Rudy Gobert being the number one.
Yeah, that's right.
that was a great weekend. That was a great prank.
Every time we go out on a brother's trip, he checks the back of his truck from now on to see if Adam.
You know, maybe I'll send you the video, Joe, of the phone call with the police, and you can put it on the Patreon.
I believe I still have that video, the phone call with the police.
Yeah,
I think I have that.
I do too. I've saved it. We all have it. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Greg didn't rat us out, by the way. He blamed it on somebody else.
Yeah, right? He said it was must have been my neighbors that did it. They're always pulling pranks on me, you know? Okay, well, let's get started with this podcast. This is episode 204. Let's look at last week's episode. Last week's episode, we had some interesting stories. We had the guy who shot himself in the balls on accident. We had the Eastern brown snake, which on the poll, I accidentally wrote the Easter brown snake.
It works. For the week, it worked.
The guy who jumped off the bridge in Australia. And then we had the electrical cables thief. And our winner for the week with the most votes was Ben Story, the man who shot himself in the balls on accident.
Hey.
What?
So random. The double elimination.
Okay. Should we get on to this week's story in episode 204? Well, we can read some reviews in the middle of the podcast about that. Mm-hmm. All right, episode 204. I go first this week, and then Ben, right, and then me. Oh, no, not me again. And then Adam.
You're going to go twice. Okay. I'm here, Joe.
Sorry, you're lagging a bit. Adam's out in California right now.
Am I? Am I
You lacking? Were a few minutes ago, yeah. All right, my story is out of Ciudad Juarez, which is right on the border of Mexico and the United States. In fact, I think half of Ciudad Juarez is in the U.S. I can't remember the name of the town. The other half is outside. I can't remember if that's true or not. But Ciudad Juarez, you know anything about this town, Adam? Having lived in Mexico, do you know anything about Juarez?
I had never been there. No. Don't know anybody from there.
It was founded by Mormon polygamists. There's a lot of poligs down there.
Yeah, that checks a lot of boxes. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and Ciudad Juarez. In fact, Mitt Romney's family, that's why he's like...
Now...
Why would they call it Juarez?
Well, they didn't call it, they moved there. I mean...
I'm pretty
sure. No,
so why did they call it
when polygamy was like when they made it illegal? Didn't they like migrate to Mexico just to keep doing it?
I believe you're correct, Ben. I think a lot of them escaped down there so they could keep doing it. In fact, the weird, interesting story. That's the second time they escaped the U.S. to flee to Mexico. The first
were they
time,
escaping, or are they just like, okay, we can't do it here, so we'll just go somewhere else?
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. The first time, they ran off to Mexico, which was Utah, and then the United States bought it and said, guess what? You're in the U.S. again. And then they had to flee down to Mexico. Down to Ciudad Juarez.
Tricks on you.
The home of Mitt Romney. Well, this happened in Ciudad Juarez. There's not so many poligs down there as there are now cartel members.
Delecto, Pierre Delecto? Is that what?
Is that what his
Mitt Romney's that what nickname?
His Mexican name was?
No, that's what. You don't remember that? He created a fake Twitter account.
I remember.
Called
oh,
Pierre
I remember.
Delecto.
Oh, yeah. That was somebody else. Yeah. That wasn't Romney, was it?
That was him. He even made jokes about it later on.
Well, do you remember back in the day when the big polygamous community got in a giant gun battle with the cartel?
No.
Yeah, you looked that up. It's awesome. No. Yeah, it was down near Ciudad Juarez, actually. All right, so this story happened March 31st, which is just a few days back. There's some men that are enjoying a really good time on a carnival ride. Let me show you what the ride looks like.
I don't like the way you set this up. There can't be men having fun on a carnival ride.
Why not?
Yep, there they are having fun on a carnival ride.
Just because you don't like doing things doesn't mean other men.
Are you going to sit on that and be like, "Wee"?
You know what? That might be the best thing they got going on in town. If they're drunk, it's more fun.
Are they with their children? Let me ask you this.
They do not appear to be with children. They are shirtless men who are drunk, sitting by themselves on a ride and just having a really great time. In fact, there's a video of it. Let me show you the video. You can see
the video.
Okay, here we go.
I've seen this video, by the way, so you're going to need to fast forward about halfway through.
Oh, well, the video I have...
Anyway, it goes backwards?
Yeah, well, this is almost like a little kid's ride. There's no loop-de-loops or anything. It's just like
There's no little kids on it at all.
Except there's shirtless Mexican dudes with, like, standing up on the ride.
Swinging shirts around their heads.
Swinging their shirts around their heads.
Like, woo! I can't tell if this video is going forward or backwards.
It's going forward, but their ride is going backwards right now.
On purpose.
Yeah, so in my video, Ben, you don't see them fly off.
Right there. You just missed it.
No, they're still on. Oh, nope. Fly off. He's gone because there are three guys standing up.
Under the settings tab right there, that little settings thing, I think you can make the little settings down at the bottom right.
Uh-huh.
You can do the speed at like 25%, right? No, not here.
Oh, do I need to see it? Like you want me to see it fly? No, it doesn't look like... I don't have
that. He flew off right then. You blinked and it happened.
Dang it, I must have missed it.
It's around the 40-second mark.
Oh, I didn't see him go flying. Okay. Right. Yeah, well, this guy was... The thing is, they were not... Oh, there he goes. Oh, I saw that. Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, he died. This man died. He was 25 years old. We don't know his name yet. But he was... I mean, I don't see any alcohol. But he's clearly drunk.
Oh,
right?
He's just doing that for fun without drinking. That's shirtless, Adam, swinging his shirt over his head.
You're right. That's something that only drunk people do. Right? Adam, were you able to see the video?
No, I saw it. It was just tiny and it hurt my eyes, so I take my glasses off.
Oh, wow. Someone's aging faster than the rest of us here.
Sorry, I'm zooming from my phone. It's not exactly ideal.
This happened during the Holy Week celebrations.
Don't they have those every other week?
What does that have to do with anything?
Mexico.
It doesn't matter.
Semana Santa. It's a big deal to them, you know?
Yeah, but what does that mean? It doesn't mean anything.
What do you mean?
It's like saying it happened in
that was the
February. The saint, nobody cares when it happened.
The saint of the Mexicans that defeated the the polygamists in that town.
Yes.
He wasn't worshiping something and died. He just was doing... It's like somebody get hit by a car during the Semana Santa, whatever it is.
The ride was known as the Rolling Rockola.
Now they will have a holiday for this man in the future in that town.
All right, he's the.
It seemed like people were laughing when he fell off, but it
seemed like nobody noticed.
Yeah, we barely noticed him flying off.
Well, he died. He flew off a carnival ride and died. This is not a malfunction though. He didn't have a belt on. He was standing up with no shirt, waving his shirt in the air as it
imagine.
Went fast.
Spinning the teacups as fast as you can and
no.
Standing up shirtless and dying in
that
Disneyland.
Makes sense.
No, that's even worse. This is like all it is a merry-go-round with a motor.
No.
That's all this ride is. Mm. There's nothing. It's just a circle. They just sit there in a circle. Couldn't be more of a boring ride.
I don't know. They all looked like they were having a pretty great time.
The guy who was like actually making the speed of the ride change, the guy who's, what do you call those carnies, whatever,
carnies,
he they were yelling at him to go faster as he was doing it, so he was making it faster and faster and faster.
Oh, it's kind of like those jerks who control the bull ride where a girl might get on it and they just make it slow for them, and then you get on it and then they make it as impossible, like level 1,000, to make you look stupid. Have you been on one of those bull riding?
Sounds like you have a story to tell us.
Yeah, I've been on one of those.
Were you at like a bar called Roadhouse in the 1980s or something like that? That we
Texas Roadhouse has a little thing you
where
ride.
Where is the mechanical bull?
They have a mechanical bull at what's the corn maze out here, Adam?
Corn bellies.
Corn bellies. They have one here, but it wasn't there. But I remember I was dating trying to date a cute girl, and she got on and went real slow for like a minute. And then she's like, you get on. I get on. And like, it went full speed for like 5 seconds.
Break your nose.
I remember looking at the guy operating it, thinking he's like an ultra Chad. And I was like, oh, I hate you so much for making me look like an idiot.
That's funny.
Yeah, all right.
Would you get on one of those now, Ben?
No, there's no point. No. You're not cool doing it. No.
But why'd you do it back then?
Because I wasn't cool, and I wanted to look cool. I don't know. The girl Jason, I thought was cute, girl. She told me to do it.
That's exactly. That's every young man's reason for doing anything. I thought she'd like it.
You did such a great job. Stupid.
All right. Well, that was Arnold Nummy number one. A drunk standing up on a ride that he shouldn't have been standing up on when flying.
Well, let me congratulate you, Joe, on not having your alarm go off right in the middle of that.
Well,
story.
We're starting a little late, so his water alarm is not working right now.
It already went off. Went off at 9 already. Okay.
My story comes out of Colombia.
Is that where Shakira's from?
Yes, Shakira's from Colombia.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, oh, she is.
This is out of Santa Marta. I'm saying it exactly how you should.
You know what that means?
I don't know.
Holy Martha.
Okay, Holy Martha.
Could be Marty.
This man isn't drunk. He's actually a professional at a hospital. Now they say
a doctor.
They say he's an assistant in the translation.
A nurse,
probably a nurse. The incident occurred when Jose was finishing his workday as a various trades assistant. It says at this Cojica clinic, which I googled, and that is in Santa Marta, and it is a hospital in the Caribbean SAS or in Santa Marta. So there's two of them.
Ben really did his research on this one.
Well, I was trying to figure out where it was, where Santa Marta was. It was Colombia.
You want to make sure it wasn't like a.
Then I wanted to figure out what his assistant of various things was.
It's just a CNA.
I don't know this story. Do you know the story, Joe?
Nope.
Probably.
I guess the assistant like sewed a person up with something in him.
Ooh.
I guess.
Well, upon arriving at his house, located in the Julio neighborhood, he decided to spray various amounts of alcohol for disinfection. I didn't know there was alcohol disinfectant spray. I thought it was maybe like a rubbing alcohol.
Trying to think of a spray.
And immediately lit a cigarette, as nurses do.
Oh, his hands light up.
His whole body lit on fire.
Oh,
60%
no.
Burns.
Oh, no.
Man dies after disinfecting himself with alcohol after burning his face while smoking a cigarette. So it's just, it's interesting that someone in the healthcare profession, first of all, smokes cigarettes. Second of all, doesn't know the warning signs
safety
of
procedure.
Safety procedures of, hey, don't light anything around this. And he died. Mm. He died just because of that. 33-year-old Jose in...
no way, Jose.
Adam, did you ever go to a hospital when you were down there?
Well, this is Colombia. He didn't go to Colombia, but in Mexico.
I agree. Central South America. Well, this Northern South America. It's not exactly... state-of-the-art technology.
No, I did not. I went to a doctor one time, but not
I'll tell you this, Ben. I'm not surprised. When you say healthcare professional in Colombia, I think of the people that I knew. I was once told that I had hepatitis in Mexico.
Did you?
Well, I never got sick, so I don't know what the guy was talking about. yeah.
It's got two. This place has two reviews. It's a 3-star and a 1-star.
Two reviews. Wow.
The hospital does. Who leaves these reviews on a hospital? You know?
Only people who are not
would. I would.
Only people who are unhappy, right? That's it.
Yeah.
No.
They don't get like a discount for leaving a review.
I had a great time here. Favorite place ever.
Yeah. Yeah. The weird Instagram? Thing is, hospitals live on their reviews from patients. Like, it's a huge deal to them. At least in the U.S., it's a huge deal. And the only people that want to leave reviews are people who are already angry. So, like, hospital reviews are horrible. The internal ones that they do.
Well, there's two different hospitals. I'm trying to figure out if this is the right one. This is the one I'm sending to the text. They have an Instagram.
I don't care. It doesn't really matter. Don't send it to the text. It doesn't matter at all. All he did was spray alcohol on himself. He went into great detail about the hospital.
Oh, my gosh. Some of these posts are weird.
Okay. All right. So we have a man who sprayed alcohol on himself as disinfectant, which is normal, lit up a cigarette, killed himself, which is not normal. Okay. Which is a Darwin Award worthy issue.
Does he know how to put out a fire?
You can't put out an alcohol
fire, man.
You can
stop, drop, and roll. I don't know.
That's true. That is true.
Chemical burns probably there. Not that type of thing.
Stop, drop, and roll. They don't teach that anymore. That's the problem. But anybody who watched Nacho Libre knows that works.
I think if you light your clothes on fire that isn't like doused in alcohol, it'll probably go out. But if your face is covered in alcohol spray, drop and roll probably doesn't work.
It probably would. Your hair would get burned off. You'd be all smooth.
No, you need to stick your head in a toilet like Home Alone.
That's not going to work.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure anytime I've seen anyone on fire in a movie, it's always people laughing at the person.
Can you imagine?
There's none. There's no serious.
I've never seen anybody on fire before.
No. No, nor do I want to.
Ben, we don't want to look at this Instagram post by this stupid hospital in Colombia. We don't care.
Of doctors.
He doesn't even speak that language, and he's like, look at him. He's enthralled.
I just don't know what's going on here.
That looks racist, whatever it is.
Yeah, it looks real racist.
Oh, that's for Carnaval. Oh, okay. Oh, well. All right. Well, that was good. 2 Darwin Award nominees. Let's move on. Quick break. We'll be back with Darwin Award nominee number 3.
Hey there, listeners. This is Elon Musk. Yeah, I'm super rich and super brilliant, but stupid people have always fascinated me. That's why I listen to the Darwin Awards podcast on Patreon. And you're not as rich as me, but it only costs $5. I really think that this podcast is the future of our planet. So if you want to make a difference in this world, you should join us. Click on the link below, pay the $5, and enjoy all the archived and bonus episodes. It really will lighten your spirit and open your mind. And who knows, maybe the Darwin Awards podcast on Patreon will be my next big acquisition. I could definitely see it becoming bigger than Tesla. Thanks for listening.
Okay. Well, we...
That sounded like Mr. Ed.
No, he talked.
You remember watching Mr. Ed?
He talked.
It's been a while.
He didn't make horse noises. He talked.
Welcome back. I'm going to read... We made a mistake this week. Last week, we made a mistake. We designated our a title to an Australian listener, our favorite listener out of Australia.
I told you you made a mistake during the podcast.
Me too. I said angry all Australians this week. All of them?
I had some angry Australians.
We didn't make a mistake. Me and Adam were correct.
Yeah. Yes, we got a message from her saying, you know what? She used this word that I've never heard before in her comment. She said, thanks, guys. I was so chuffed to know I'm your favorite Aussie.
I think that means...
Means different things in different areas.
I don't know what that means.
Chuffed here means like ticked off.
People but say there, that here? I'm so chuffed right now.
No, maybe not in that context.
It feels like I'm really full.
Chuffed.
Oh, I'm so chuffed.
All right. It doesn't work. I'm full up. I'm so chuffed.
We start using it. I think she's pleased is I what think it
it's
is, pleased. Right?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing. However, Karmapatha. Kanapatha, who is
our best Australian listener ever, according to Joe now.
She said, I'm in Australia, and she put a devil face, and I was like, oh, crap, we are ashamed. So our bad, definitely our bad.
You're bad, Joe. Own it yourself, don't include
Australians
us.
Are my favorite audience. They're probably our best audience, at least.
You know, my wife watches a lot of the TV show Farmer Wants a Wife, and it's all Australian.
Is that?
It's all Australian. Yes. You know what they say from there? They say a lot. They say lucky last. You ever heard of lucky last? They say that out
what
there
What does
a
that
lot.
Mean?
Lucky last. I don't know. If you're last, you're lucky.
Oh, okay. Lucky last. I don't know. I like it.
That's the most Becca thing I've ever heard is that show that she's watching right now.
Farmer Wants a
we
Wife.
We say first the worst. First the worst.
Second the best.
Yeah, first
second the best.
That's only because we're sort of losers.
Third's the turd.
Third, yeah, that's
no,
right.
Third's the man with a hairy chest.
Third was the turd. No, third is the turd.
I don't think we ever got to a fourth. It was just first the worst, second the best, third the turd.
I think, and then lucky last, I guess, is a new one for us. That's good. Hmm. We got a message from a guy named Andrew. He said, I love listening to you guys every week. I found you a few months ago and I've been addicted to your show ever since. The dark and witty humor is fantastic. You guys kill it. Keep on being awesome. And he sent us a link to a story, which was a nice story. It's a story of a man who escaped a Hawaii jail and was hit by a car as he was escaping. Which is a great story. Nice. We haven't chosen that one to present this week. But thank you, Andrew, for leaving the review. Now, I have a feeling that he sent this review hoping that we might send him something in the mail.
Okay, if you're out of the country, you have to pay for the shipping if you're out of the country.
No, I don't mind that, but it's got to be an Apple podcast review.
Okay. Right? Adam's the one in charge of shipping things to people.
Okay, so do all of our international listeners. Adam says he will send you something and pay for shipping if you do it on Apple, if you review on Apple Podcasts.
Yes. Yes.
It's got to be on the Apple Podcast.
He's going to send us one sticker.
I mean, I sent some decent things this week.
Didn't yeah, I, oh yeah, I definitely.
I said a couple things this week.
So some people did reply that they'd received some things that you sent to them, by the way. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh yeah. No, I did not see
that. And one of your packages arrived at somebody's house on April 1st. So this guy was like, oh crap, would I open this thing?
Perfect.
So yesterday.
Was that yesterday? Yeah, yesterday. He sent us an email to tell us about it. I'm going to read a new review because we do have a new review, but I don't have an email. I don't have an address for this guy. So, Ethan, you're going to have to send us your address. His name is Ethan. He left a 5-star review calling it, saying, a true needle in a haystack as opposed to a piece of hay in a pile of needles. And here is what he wrote as the review.
I like that.
In every way possible, this podcast has amazed me and continues to do so to this day. Out of all the podcasts I've ever listened to, this podcast is 100% the best of its kind, and I choose no other better way to learn of these stories. Some of the things found in these episodes are found before big news outlets find them. I have been an avid listener since June of 2021, and I listened to everything from your show's humble beginnings during the pandemic, where my favorite story was the man who tried walking across a freeway on Mother's Day to pick a flower for his mother. I am very happy with what this podcast has become over the years, and I hope to see even more growth. Thank you, all three of you. Ethan.
No, whatever.
I do feel like we're a bit of a diamond in the rough. Whatever. I mean, I feel like if you stumbled upon... I've come across many podcasts. I'm like, this sucks.
I know.
But like more the mainstream, like whatever ones. But as far as the amateur podcast, I wouldn't necessarily call us amateur. We've been doing it for... what, 3-4 years?
Five, Ben. Wait, am I right, Adam? Five?
Okay, so maybe we're not
doing it right.
For 2020. Yeah. Doesn't sound like five. Maybe we're not doing it right, but...
I think if you could put me in on some good podcasts, I don't know any good ones. I need some help. I need more podcasts.
Didn't you find the one that was like Man on Man in Florida or something like that?
Florida Man on Florida Man. You remember that podcast that about the guy who just reviewed Nick Cage movies?
I don't think...
That's right. We did a little...
I don't think you're looking for new podcasts. There's a lot of podcasts you probably listen to that are maybe mainstream or very popular. You're looking for something kind of like us. You're looking for something you haven't heard before.
Yeah, I'm sick of
kind of interested.
Celebrity interviews. I need some niche. Man. Something.
I gotta send that guy something good. That was a good review.
That was. Ethan, send us your address.
Hey, what was the one for April Fool's? What did he get? I can't remember who I sent.
Yeah, it's the one you sent to, I think, Illinois. Do you remember?
Oh, I don't.
I don't know what you sent.
One of them I know was a vinyl record of NSYNC.
What? So, that's amazing. I would love to have that.
Was it the No Strings Attached album or something like that?
It was. It was that and like, was it Ozzy Osbourne?
Yeah, you sent him an Ozzy Osbourne vinyl album? Is that what you sent to him? Where'd you get that?
Yeah.
I think.
All right. The palette.
We have one. Okay. We have another story to get to. Before we do, just so you know, we as three brothers for this podcast are thinking about getting an Amazon palette dedicated to sending people stuff.
Yeah. We will.
Like right now, it's like Adam has a bunch of pallets that he has extra stuff for, but this podcast alone, we're thinking about getting an Amazon pallet to ship stuff off to people.
You guys make me wish I was in town on Thursday. It's been great.
We'll do it next month.
All right. Okay, well, let's move on to the third story, which is mine, and it comes from the Publimetro. This actually is a Mexico article, but it's been Indian banned. From India. The article is written horrible. It's just horrible. It's just all no fact, all straight up just a person writing an article about what he saw in a video, basically. So now Joe was so nice to send me this link to this article because he found a video of it. And I'm not sure what's a better way to explain the article than to have Ben see this video for the first time.
All right.
I feel like he can explain what he sees happening. If Joe could share this video.
No problem.
Okay. I'll give you an overview. Oh, you can go ahead, Ben, what you see.
Okay, so I see a pool, like twice the size of a regular pool, and there's a bunch of people in it. I mean, maybe 10, 15 people. 10.
Maybe we can full screen it, Joe.
So now I'm watching people splashing, having fun.
Talking about the guy in the back.
Oh, there's a guy in the back.
The back of the pool that just got in.
Okay. Wow. Wait, okay.
You'd have to rewind it. He missed the guy.
So he's dying right now. You're showing me a man drowning in the back. There's
no, but
okay. What? Everybody else is having fun. Those two people in the middle look like kissing, and the guy finally lets go of the ledge in the back, and I can't swim, I can't swim, I can't swim.
This guy can't swim?
Well,
what just happened?
It's weird, because he comes out from behind the wall randomly, right?
He's by himself back there. Everybody else is having a good time. He's
still back there.
And nobody in this video is watching him. No one is watching him splashing around.
He is... How have you ever doggy paddled in your life? What is going on?
glad you bring that up, Ben. So in the video, the man actually sneaks from like out of the corner and way in the back from behind a building, and he just slowly starts stepping into the pool away from everyone else. And then he starts splashing like crazy for a minute or two and then just stops splashing. That's what happened. This man does not know how to swim. First off, does not know. I don't know if he didn't know how deep it was, maybe.
Well,
maybe he saw people over there standing and he thought...
Don't take your hand off the ledge. Don't.
Yeah, he was on the edge. You think he could feel down with his feet how far it was going to go.
How old was this guy?
I don't know how long it was. It didn't say his age.
He looked 30s.
Yeah, he wasn't a kid.
Even the strange part is... They didn't realize he was missing until in the morning.
They were
They kept swimming because those people weren't leaving the pool.
They looked for him for a long time, but until after midnight, no trace of him was found. Till his body swelled to the top at 3 or 4 in the morning.
So he's at the bottom of the pool, drowned, and everybody's swimming around having a good time, and nobody noticed he was over there.
I don't know how you don't float.
Yeah, I don't know the physics of this. When you drowned. You sink, but then like your body eventually floats back. I'm not smart. I don't know how that works.
I don't know. I would think you float. I think bodies float. That's why they tie bricks to them. You know what I mean?
No, because if you're trying to sit at the bottom of a pool, you breathe all the way out and you sit at the bottom of the pool, right?
Maybe, yeah. We run out of breath. Yeah. Maybe.
You've ever done that as a kid?
I was floated right up to the top. I couldn't stay down there.
Okay, so Joe, you've never tried that. Adam, you have. Breathe yes, all the way out to sit at the bottom of a pool.
Yes, you would, because you wanted to be underneath.
And then you sit there at the bottom of the pool.
Mm, maybe I'm just more buoyant than you guys.
Well, I don't know at what point your buoyancy after you die comes back up to the top. That's what I'm wondering. Why? How does that happen?
I don't know. I am reading the comments on this video, though, from, I don't know if this is Reddit or Twitter. The first comment, somebody said, before I even learned how to swim, I knew how to float on my back.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I think that's the first thing they teach you in, like, swim class.
Yeah, our kids are doing swim.
And then somebody
else
said, they said, is this maybe a dumb question, but isn't a basic instinct to doggy paddle?
Okay, I don't know, is it? That's what I said.
Yeah.
But then again... Millions of people drown all the time, and so, I don't know. There needs to be an educational video on doggy paddling for everybody in the world.
The third comment, top comment was, if you can't swim, why did you get into the water?
Exactly. You watched him get in, and like he was like nonchalantly.
There was probably a cute girl there across the pool, and he was just trying to impress them, just as I did on that bowl.
There you go. There you go. Women. Hmm.
Somebody said, he looks like he's fighting a demon in the deep end.
Looks like he's being pulled down by some curse, some sort of drowning, you know, ghost in the back.
He's in a fight back there. Yeah. Okay, well, those are our three stories, so let's move on to the lightning round. For the new people of this podcast, the lightning round is where we all bring a teaser of a headline or of a story, and we vote, all of us vote on the one we want to add to our first three stories. So I went last. I will bring my first headline first. Mine has to do with a test drive.
What kind of vehicle was this guy test driving?
See, I didn't say it was a vehicle.
Yeah, I know what it is. I've got an April Fool's prank that I'd like to bring up.
Really? Frick.
That went right or wrong?
Obviously, it went wrong.
2024, man?
He's dead.
It is 2024.
Dang it. I have a story about a Carolina Reaper, the world's hottest pepper.
It's not the world's hottest pepper. It hasn't been for years.
According to this article, it is.
Well, journalists, as we know, are stupid.
What is the world's hottest pepper, Ben?
Okay, I don't want to hear you guys debate about it, so I'm not choosing Joe's story. I think Ben's is good. Yeah. It's one we've had in the past, like it. But it's good. I like it. It's appropriate for the time.
Okay. All right, Ben. Ben's not paying attention. He's looking at the world's hottest pepper right now. He
still says
distracted.
It's the Carolina Reaper.
I told you it is. It totally is.
It is not. Google doesn't know either.
Sure.
Google doesn't know either.
Google knows everything.
Joe, Andy Reid knows all. Andy
Reid. Trust in Andy Reid, okay?
I'm deleting this. Nobody's going to understand that inside joke. So.
Well, I'm wearing a red shirt and a red hat. Joe called me Sunday Tiger. Also, Joe called me Ron Swanson after he's had intercourse. And then Adam called me Andy Reid.
I have a very small screen. You're so tiny.
Okay, well, thank Ben, you for the compliment.
On, tell us your prank.
This
April Fool's Day
is
prank.
Out of Indore. Indore. I guess that's the.
So yeah, this isn't India. Even in freaking the United right, States, Ben. This is a crap story. How dare you lie to us like this? They don't celebrate April Fool's Day in India.
No, but it happened.
No.
It was. They did. They do.
You're lying.
Okay.
It's true.
He was attempting to prank his friend on April Fool's Day, it says.
This is a lie. It's a made-up story.
As a prank for his friends on April Fool's Day, Monday, the student, he's 18, during a video chat with his friends, stood on a stool and pretended to hang himself.
Wow.
We've had one of these before.
Mm-hmm.
With a rope around his neck, standing on the stool, a student was discussing his fake suicide to his friend to deceive him. So he was telling one friend, I'm going to pretend to do this. And the stool slipped, causing the rope to tighten around his neck and resulted in his actual death.
Accidental hanging. Mm. Wow.
There's two parts to this. I'm thinking, one, this kid really knows how to tie a good noose.
Yeah, right.
Because it worked.
Now,
right?
You could also tie a knot to make it look like a noose, right? So it doesn't have to necessarily...
Yeah,
like,
I guess so. A knot could work. You can just
pretend there's a noose and you just kind of tighten it.
And the second thing is,
but
did he hang or did he just... The rope just got really tight and he couldn't get it off?
Let's see. Upon witnessing the incident, his friend swiftly informed a family who rushed him to a nearby hospital. That's that. Mm. He's dead. He tried to pull an April prank
or
on his class and let his friend know
dead?
That, hey, dude, I'm gonna prank everybody here. But
what if he's not
but
dead?
But they were all on video chat. Right? They were on video chat, it says.
Mm-hmm.
So.
He could wait another week till he reveals he's alive.
Good.
He probably is. He probably faked his own death. Now he works in some sort of scamming old people in the U.S. out of their retirements.
This happened yesterday. So today, a new article could come out and say, pranked everybody, April Fools.
They don't celebrate
alive.
April Fools in India, but okay, yeah, you're right.
Well,
there are a lot of articles on this, though.
Google and, this if you'd like.
did you check where Endor was? Because last time I checked, that was from Star Wars. I don't
that, that's a forest moon.
Or that's Andor, Adam.
It's a forest moon.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah. No, it's not Andor, it's Endor.
No, forest it's Andor. Moon. Okay, you both trying to check me on this.
The forest moon of Endor. We all know it already.
Endor sounds right.
It's E-N-D-O-R, the forest moon of Endor. Everybody knows that.
I mean, it's pronounced Andor. Everybody knows that.
No, it is freaking not. They do not celebrate April Fool's Day in India, and Endor is the forest moon, okay? It's not Andor. They celebrate Holi in India.
Do they celebrate April Fool's in India?
He's going to say, this is what I found
linked
on the web.
To Holi.
The tradition of Holi is celebrated March 31st.
Told you.
And it has the same characteristics of April Fool's Day.
Told you.
As does the
Oh,
I told you.
No, what? No, it says it has the same characteristics as April Fool's Day.
Okay. Well, maybe we're both right. Do they celebrate it in Mexico?
This is an educational podcast, okay?
In Mexico, I found out they celebrate it. It's called Dia de Inocentes, which means the Day of the Innocents. How was that innocent?
Well, they have a day of the everything. Everything is a day. Every day is a day.
They have a construction workers' day, which is a great day. They have a teacher's day. They have children's day. It's great. Mexico's awesome.
Yeah, we have Snickerdoodle Day here in America. We have a day every day.
I like that day.
Let's do a quick recap.
Recap.
Story number one was a man who was on a ride, standing up with no shirt on, no seatbelt, went flying off. Story number two. Ben, you told the story, right? Yours was story number two?
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Story number two, it was out of Colombia. It was a man who used hand sanitizer all over himself and then lit up a cigarette and went up in flames. Story number three was a man who jumped in a swimming pool without being able to swim and drowned around so many other people. They didn't even care that he was drowning. They also didn't see his body. They just left the pool.
He was just playing around, splashing.
That's so stupid. And story number four was just told to us about a man who tried to prank his classmates pretending to commit suicide. And he actually did. Noose maker. He made a noose. Well done, buddy. Body. Okay. He probably is trying to escape all that horrible Indian street food. Okay, let's move on. Who's going to vote this week? I get to vote first, don't I?
I think we all vote. Yeah, okay, you go first.
Let's see. I don't know who I'm going to vote for. The guy splashing in the deep end of the pool is hilarious to me for some reason. And the fact that I watched him slowly get in his brain, he knew full well, I cannot swim, but I'm getting in this pool anyway. Maybe, I don't know, that seems really dumb to me, and it made me laugh the most, so that's who I'm going to vote for.
I'm going with Joe's story. While I understand why you like Adam's story, and it would be probably my second vote, there is a... Maybe for Adam's story, the guy might have a little bit of confidence that he doesn't... Maybe he's like...
You're really trolling Joe right now.
No, he's trolling me hard.
I'm saying that I think your guy got into the pool and just like thought he could tread water, and then he couldn't. Joe's guy is being an idiot, a moron on a kid's ride going fast.
Okay, there
with shirt off. I mean, it's the best way to die for me. I mean, that guy is a total moron, deserved it.
That's a respectable choice. That's a respectable choice. I agree. But all right, Adam, looks like you get to split the vote here. Which one of us are you voting for?
I think I'll just go with Ben's story.
Oh, don't do it again. Please stop.
Adam, you're trolling
Please
me.
Please stop splitting
He's
stories.
Trolling joking. By saying whose story I'm it is joking. Rather than telling what story it is. That's what he's doing.
Oh, yes, is that what you thought I was doing?
Yes, you
I
don't were know trolling.
You did do that.
I wasn't. I was trying to give an explanation of why I liked Adam's story, but I think Joe's story deserves it.
You kept identifying them as Adam's story and Joe's story, and nobody remembers that.
I don't realize when I'm doing that. I apologize. I'm sorry.
That's what Adam said you're trolling me for.
Well.
Sorry. I don't need to.
For the second week in a row, I'm going to go with the Eastern Brown Snake story, because this... no, I am going with the guy on the ride with the shirt off. That is an idiotic move, and it's deserving, and it's funny. Simple and funny.
And there are no kids on the ride, just stupid adults.
And it was during Holy Week.
I wish all three or four of those guys that were up there standing up with their shirts off would have fallen off, but there was just one.
Right, it felt like it was deserving for all three of them to go flying off at the same time. But only one guy, and it was the guy that I kind of liked the best out of those three.
He kind of was sitting and standing at different times.
He seemed the most stable.
He did. He seemed like the most stable. The other two were waving their shirts around. Well, congratulations, man from Ciudad Juarez. Maybe he's a polygamist. Maybe up in heaven. He's up in heaven now, smiling down with his seven wives.
What's
that? I've seen the movie Seven Wives from Seven Brothers.
Isn't there 77 ones?
Yeah, 70 times seven.
We're not going to.
That's how many times you get wives when you forgive your neighbor or something like that. I can't remember what the Bible says. Okay, let's move on. We're going to have a bonus episode after this. If you're a patron, if you're a paying patron, or if you subscribe to the Darwin Awards Plus, which you can find on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts, you just keep listening. You're going to hear some bonus content. And these are some of the things we're going to talk about.
Maybe.
Go.
I don't
All right, I got something out of the...
Well, we've got the Carolina Reaper story that Joe wanted to bring. It wasn't chosen. Adam, what did you bring for the lightning round that wasn't chosen?
No. Well, the man who's test driving motorcycle.
Okay, so let's...
No, I have lots better, of though. Other trolling things. I have two really stories that are really going to trigger you guys more than ever, for sure. Did you see about the comedian who had to remove his poster in the UK?
That sounds like an everyday thing.
Sounds
UK,
like it's
right?
Going to tick me off.
Yeah. It is the dumbest. I didn't know the UK was this dumb.
I know they're that dumb, and so I'm assuming it's going to be dumb.
Our UK, there's no way we have listeners in the UK, right? Is it like our third biggest audience or fourth biggest audience,
something
like that?
Yeah, something like
that. How is that possible? How is our show allowed over there? Let's make it not allowed anymore. UK, get your freaking act together. Not allowed posters. What was on there? Oh, tell us in the Patreon.
That's the Patreon.
Also, did you hear about the lady who rescued a baby hedgehog?
Mm-mm.
Okay, both these stories are going to blow your mind. I guarantee it.
I made the mistake, I think, this week that I didn't look up dumb headlines, and I wish I would have. I just have a bunch of headlines of failed stories that I was going to bring, and I have some Darwin's.
Didn't you say you had an air compressor story?
I do have an air compressor. I don't think it's Darwin, but it is.
Those are always
They're always my favorite.
Did you guys see the guy who had an escalator mishap?
Yes.
And died?
And I have that as well.
Sweet.
As well as his age.
Let's all right, well, for those of you non-paying freeloaders, we'll see you next week.
I'm happy with our non-paying freeloaders. That's great. I don't mind
technically,
them. I love them.
Technically, Ben is a non-paying freeloader. That's true,
but he doesn't even listen, though. So
I don't have that. He's
not even a freeloader.
I don't have access to our Patreon. I'm here, and I know it has existed, and that's all. You tell me when it's funny. You guys say that's funny.
It is funny. Good.
You guys want to hear about this baby hedgehog that was...
tell us.
That's the first thing that caught...